Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself to see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. Day 35 of 500, I'm making progress, and it's also occurring to me that regularly in these, you can just hear my dog doing whatever she's doing in the background. Atmospherics, we'll call it that. I'm still making progress despite not feeling like it lately. Granted, much of my anxiety and sadness right now is situational, circumstantial. It's not tied to seemingly nothing like it would be if it was anything more. And weirdly, I find some solace in that. What are you doing? At some point soon, maybe tomorrow, I'd like to talk more about my progress and revelations around social anxiety. And I've been listening to this book lately that's got, I don't mean to be dramatic, but potential to be life-changing. I don't really know. Now, I've got to say that these past few days, I've really been grappling with whether or not my continuation of this, despite also trying with great difficulty to navigate grief, is somehow more harmful than good. Like, is it toxic positivity? I don't know that I'm out of the woods on the search for that answer, but I've chosen to pick a path that says no. I mean, no. Choosing to focus on gratitude during a difficult time is not toxic positivity or denial or anything else like that, right? I mean, for one, it's what my grandma would have wanted. But also, I have to keep focus on the idea that choosing to focus on gratitude isn't to ignore or deny reality. It's to accept reality. Understand what that means. Feel the emotions, the pain, the chaos, and the things. But also to accept and give attention to the good. So that's what I'm doing. I'm hurting deeply, and I'm navigating that the best way that I can and that I know, but I'm not just accepting my negative realities, I'm accepting the positive ones too. And so with that, there's four gratitudes. 138, when a rushed meal actually turns out great. I made some chicken parm last night, turned out awesome, and I just slammed a plate of it for lunch too. So 139, podcast guests who get back to you with updates and corrections before the episode is released. Oh my goodness. It's really difficult to manage those things post-release. So I always appreciate when it's done beforehand. And then even better, this particular guest timestamped the things, which saved me tremendous amounts of time. So 140, salt. Can you imagine how bland this world would be without salt? It's some good stuff. 141, the patience and understanding of others. It truly means so much to me how consistently others show me compassion. And I need to learn how to extend that same compassion to myself. More tomorrow.